Torah Kedosha writes that Achar Sheyochel L'chol Nefesh U'Levado Yoseh Lachem. So from this we derive the principle that Melachos which are involved in Ochol Nefesh are Mutar on Yom Tov. Now, we learn in the Masechta, limitations. What the nature of those limitations are is less than obvious, certainly not explicitly spelled out in Shas. For example, at the beginning of the third parak in Beya, we have the mission of Ein Tzodin, that we're not allowed to capture animals, fish. So that's Melechus Ochol Nefesh. So why can't we catch fish on Yom Tov? Go down, catch a fish, I'll roast it and I'll eat it. So what's the problem? The Shulchan Aruch we find Kitzira, harvesting, Kitzira grinding, Kitzira is again a type of harvest, or Schita, and the squeeze extraction of fruit juices. Bitzeido, Afa Bishne Melechus Ochol Nefesh. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Osrum Chachamon. They're awesome in the Rabbanon. Osrum Chachamon. So the Chofetz Chaim explains them in a Torah, Kol Melacha, Shmuel Ochol Nefesh is Mutter. Anything which is for Ochol Nefesh is Mutter. Elo. Chachamon Osru Dvorim Shehem Avoy the Rabbah. Those things which we tend to do on a wholesale basis, those Chazal Bint, we're going to Hanish Odom Rov Lipto Sadeh Lipto Kamo Keachot. I don't cut there three stalks of grain today, three stalks of grain tomorrow. When I harvest the field, I harvest the field, the entire field. When I harvest the grapes, I harvest the vineyard. I don't take it down, you know, a pound at a time. So these types of melachos, or schitos lidrach kolanov of kechot, as the Gemara talks about in Chagiga, the Bizman Agat, that they, at a time after the harvest, so the next step after the harvest is you brought your haul of grapes down to the press, to the guy that owned the press, to extract the juice from them. I mean, the grapes, obviously, if you leave them, the grapes are going to rot in short order. So how long are the grapes going to last? So if you want to turn it into something lasting, you press the juice, press them, and you extract the juice. Then you get grape juice, you get wine, then you have something which lasts. So you have something from all your effort. But the Gemara talks in Chagiga, Bizman Agat. That's the next step right after the harvest. You know, there may be people that have a small amount of grapes who press them throughout the year. But there's a season, because when the time of the harvest comes, then it's busy season in the press. So all of these things, when you grind wheat into flour, it's also you do on a wholesale basis. So it's very likely that a person will get very over-involved. And he won't engage in Simchas Yontov. Even though if one does it in an unusual fashion. They only allow those things to be mutter which a person normally does for today's eating. And we saw the grow on the Rashba among them. Disagree with this psak. The only thing that's mutter are things which people typically do for today's purposes. And those usually are from kneading it on. One doesn't need too much in advance because the bread's going to get stale. So you knead and you bake. Those things which are directly needed for eating on Yom Tov. I went through this Because here we have the klalim. Whether it's a deraisa dika klal, a derabonan dika klal, what's osra on yantiv are the things we tend to do on the wholesale basis, a massive amount at once, and what's mutter are the things that we tend to do little by little by little. Those are the things which remain mutter. Now, you'll note in this list of the things which the Shulchan Aruch says are osra, tziru, tcheno, betziru, schita, betzeda. How about bur? How about bur? Now it happens to be obviously bur is not milish of eilich. So if we learn, like Rav Nasana Makino, that the things which are mutra are not from milish of eilich, like Tosis quotes in Bey on Dokim Alamed Aleph, so what happens? Why should bur be mutra? Bur precedes lisha. The Rashba, whatever quotes Rishalmi, that is a special drosha to allow bur. That even though it's prior to Lisha, it's still mutter. So it would seem then, based on the Shulchan Aruch and Tov Tzadikei base, that bur is one of the things which are mutter to an yontif. Well, that's in one regard that's borne out by the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Kuf Yud. Right at the beginning. In Sif Beis, Tov Kuf Yud Sif Beis, Haberer Kitnis Biyontif, a person that wants to sort out the beans on Yontif, I guess usually from the Pseudus, from that which he doesn't want, whether they're spoiled beans, pieces of dirt, stone, straw, etc., he needs to get rid of them, is Berer Kedakta Becheko Vetamcha. He may do bur, but not with the kalim, which really facilitate bur. Cheiko, as he just holds it on his lap, but tamcho is, it's a large plate. If you will see sometimes, if you wander around in Eretz Yisrael, you'll see the Sephardish women have a huge plate, and that's what they do bur on. It doesn't facilitate them, but it just makes it easier to put everything out without being piled on top of each other. And when you finish with something, you can push it away. You have enough room to get it out. But it doesn't facilitate the process. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch. But when it comes,
It's a big serving platter, or it's a kind of sieve.
No, it's not a sieve at all. It's just a flat. It's a big flat, like a serving platter, even bigger than that. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch said before. When I payach ma'at ma'at aleph v'oichal v'afilu b'kono b'tamchoy, kono b'tamchoy are kalim which are not really, they help in the burra, they can help somewhat, but they're not really miyuchad afka for burra. But you may use them to do burra with. Avalo b'tavlo, avalo b'napa, avalo b'kfar. But you can't use sieves, because so he says the reason is even if it's a small amount, and therefore it appears that you're preparing for tomorrow. But essentially, where is but on yonder? And the Ramoy, it's obviously and again the Shulchan Aruch goes back as he did in Sif Aleph, Avaloba Tavlo, Avaloba Napa, Avaloba Kvar. You can't use these kalim to assist you.
Why is it that you can't use?
So we said, the Chofetz Chaim said the reason is that since these kalim are generally used for larger amounts, it looks like you're out, you're gearing up for a big job. So that's already a certain measure of marsayin that's involved. So this seems to bear out that which the Shulchan Aruch said at the beginning of Tov Tzadikei Beis, the bur was not included in the list of the belochas that's al sura.
But a small kele that does bur, for example, a slotted spoon.
We'll come. We're not up to that yet. Wait, we're not up to that. We have to proceed in logical order. That's what would seem from this halacha. Now the problem is, let's go back to Siman Tovkov Siv Beis. in the Rama. In Tavkov Vav Sif Beis, we have the following. Murakdin Akemach Betchila Filoi Leishuli. You can't sift it if this is the initial sifting. Because the initial sifting is considered that part of the beyond, that it's done on a large amount. In other words, I guess normally, right when you finish the grinding, you sift it in case anything fell into it. And also, particularly, in case there are any unground pieces, you want to get rid of them because they ruin the flour. So you sift it afterwards. What?
It's like part of the manufacturing.
It's part of the manufacturing process, yes.
Not done in the house.
Right.
No, in the house you sift for other reasons. In the house you may sift just to, because it becomes compacted and you want to be looser. Yeah. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. Now what happens? Suppose you did sift it yesterday. Now v'nofa motzora kisim. And now a stone or a splinter of wood fell in. So what's the din? Rotsa l'rakta pam shenis. It's mutter af b'loshina. So the Shulchan Aruch says that it's mutter. Shorein kavanos l'rakik di liyapos ha-kemach. It's not really to manufacture, make the kemach be high quality kemach. And so it's mutter, according to the Shulchan Aruch. There are more as v'yesham the mutter little at tzara kisim biyodu. Some say that it's awesome. Yesh machmirim. They came in the gam b'chol derech lidl tzor biyad, aval ikubar. There was a hoden lein lo tzor biyad a perura magdolim b'tocha kemach anitchun kishedoch matzis biyontif. In other words, if you have Pesach, you're chopping up the matzah, and you have pieces that are too large, according to this, you wouldn't be able to take them out biyadayim. So this seems to be, all of a sudden, what's the malach? Here the malach is bur. And here the Shulchan Aruch and Tov Tzadik Heveh, he didn't tell us anything's osur about it. In Tovkuf Yud, he told us he bur kedarkov. And here all of a sudden he comes along and says that if I'm bur biyad, that it's osur. Perplexing. Perplexing. So there are two types of answers to this question. That the Chofetz Chaim and Tovkuf Yud the Chayodim wrote that what Osir is Berer, which is Kedarko, in other words, Bera, which uses Donner exactly the way you would do it during the weekday, that's what's awesome. If it's Bera Kedarko, meaning that you would take, let's say, the Psalus from the Eichel, that's fine. But the Kalim that you use can't be the conventional way of doing it during the weekday. So normally you use sieves. So the Shulchan Aruch didn't allow one. He used allowed one to use a funnel, a large plate, but he didn't actually allow the use of sieves. So the Chayodim says that how do you take out a pebble that fell into the flour, take it out by hand, he says. So Mamela, that's the super derech of how to do it. So Mamela, that's why it's also. Now,
it's also by hand.
What?
It's also by
hand? Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch says that it's also. He says the reason is since it's the normal way that you do it during the week, so therefore you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. This is the Chayodah. Now, this will make a tremendous chumra and bur. Because according to this, anything which is the conventional way of doing it would seem to be awesome. Well, then the Chofetz Chaim goes on and he quotes the Gras, the Rav Shulchan Aruch. The Rav Shulchan Aruch has a different notion. That's why I gave the Hakdama before of what's Mutar and what's Osar on Yom Tov. Whether it's a Malacha I tend to do a wholesale, or it's a Malacha that I do little by little. So the Gras says that what's different in these two cases is not the methodology of Bura. It's more the Derech, less the Derech. That's not the, to the point at all. But rather, he says the following, that Kitnius, to be Bura Kitnius on the Psalus, that is not the Derech to do except for immediate use. I presume the reason is because if you do that and you handle the kidney so much, they're going to deteriorate. So you leave it alone until you're ready to deal with it. But other than that, you try not to handle it too much. Whereas by chitim, he said, chitim is the derech to do a lot in one shot. So that's what he writes. Elu b'kidney kod lo itiruch hambur kudarko elu b'kidney yeshen derech lohochen liyom rab. And he found some basis in Rashi for this. So here we come to a major difference. In other words, so according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, it's not the question, is this the normal way to do it? But the question is it normal with this particular item to do it for a very for lengthy periods of time? So then it becomes awesome. Other than that, there would be mutar biyat. So what comes out is if we follow the Rav Shulchan Aruch. So according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, it's not a question. Bur biyat is also is as much mutar as bur. With b'kono b'tamcho, even though I normally do it with a sieve. It's not because I'm a shan of the derech by which I did the burr. But rather the question is, what is being affected by that burr? Is it something which is the derech to make for longer range use, or just for immediate use? That's the shayla. Oh. So this is b'derech accepted in the world, halacha l'maaseh, is the graz is mahalach. That's the way Klal Yisrael is like. The difference is not yad, because it's the derech to do by yad. The difference is between chitim and other things. Oh. Now, if you have kalim, which are used for very immediate use, so there's no issue of burr concerning them. So let's just take a look. We have let's say you have, for example, a little tiny little strainer, you know, the ones that are about yay big. So the real tea aficionados put the tea leaves in it. They have to have, fresh leaves that they want, but they don't want it in the tea. And you pour the hot water over it, and then you get a real glass of tea. So now, so there is a sieve. So is this mutter or not? And it is the derech to do it this way in the weekdays. So if we took the Chayodim's approach, we would perforce would have to say that this is also to do on Yom Tov. But according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, it's certainly not the derech to use this little strainer for making much more than a glass of tea.
Hotel kitchens are using
it
now.
No. So, consequently, according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, such a strainer is mut to be used on Yom Tov. Now, we have some important things which also come out of mutter, which is particularly relevant on Yom Tov, very relevant on Yom Tov. More so than on Shabbos. Shabbos is just harder to do this. But on Yom Tov, Now especially, you know, they have the new coffee cups, you know, with brewed coffee from one cup of coffee. So you want to take your water, boiling water on Yom Tov, put it on the, pour it into such a filter, and let make yourself a cup of drip coffee on Yom Tov. Have a real Simchas Yom Tov. So is this mutter or not? So if we take the approach of the Chayodom, we would again would have to say it's awesome. Because this is the derech. How do you do this in the weekday? Exactly. You take this filter. What?
This would be Borer?
It's Borer, yeah. Yeah. So...
What are you being Borer?
Why are you... What souls are you taking out of it? You're taking what you want.
Okay. I should go back a step. It depends on the hechitimtza of the filter. You see, if you're dealing, you're right in one regard. If the halacha is, if I just pour hot water into the coffee grounds, and then it just goes out the other side, even on Shabbos, other than the bishul problem, but better it's not. But if I have where the coffee and the grinds are already mixed with each other, and I want to separate them by putting them through a filter, let's say the tea bag burst, and I want to put it through a filter to get rid of the tea leaves, so then I have water which is already mixed together with either coffee or tea leaves, and I want to put that through a filter, is that mutter to do on Yom Tov? Now, we have many, many examples of this. If we stop to think of the common things that we have in our house, a spaghetti strainer. We use a spaghetti strainer on Yom Tov. We'll take, you know, a whole pot of spaghetti and dump it with the water into the spaghetti strainer, and out goes the water. There's certainly the derech to do this. So on Shabbos, there's no shayla that one would be chayiv chatas or such a thing. So what to do on Yom Tov? So all of these things flow from this halacha of the grass. That since this is normally used for immediate use, basically you make pasta for today, so mevela, it's better to do this on Yom Tov.
What about what we said about biyad?
What?
By hand.
So it will come out that if it's the type of thing that you don't normally make for many days, there's no isa. So it would come out, for example, let's say you cracked some nuts and some pieces of shell fell in with the nuts. So on Shabbos, I couldn't take the pieces of shell out. It would violate bur. Here, if there were a small amount of shells and a large amount of nuts, so there would be no isa to take the shells out. Okay, I don't want to get involved. There's another aspect to this which needs to be gone through. But in terms of the din boirer shavu, certainly it does not. It's not an issue.
I don't know what coming down, but isn't there something about taking what from what is belitircha?
Whichever is the lesser tircha you're supposed to do on Yom Tov.
Is that anything to do with the chayyadim in the ground?
No, that's nothing. That's a gather on
who's
burning. No, that's saying in Yom Tov there's an inyan to lessen the tircha that you do. That's all. Either way, it's the malacha. The shayla is which way do you do the malacha on Yom Tov? So the way to do the malacha on Yom Tov is with what's most consistent with Simchas Yom Tov.
So if what's easier happens to be taking the good from the bad, why is that bar at all?
Let's say you wouldn't do it for immediate use, even. I don't think there's any requirement for immediate use on Yom Tov. That's on Shabbos, but Yom Tov bars mutter.
True.
So where does that play out? That's the two things that are the less
tircha way. That's consistent with Simchas Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov is to have the least amount of tircha possible. So in a way, that's a very chomer dikadin, because it's a fulfillment of the din d'oraisa of a samachta v'chagecha.
So take a step back with the coffee filter or tea filter. You can put a one cup filter and pour water through. That's just bishul.
Yes, correct.
Just bishul.
Yes, that's bishul. That would not be burr on Shabbos. So those that are makel are cliche.
No,
I thought
you
would.
Because the
water and the grinds will mix, and then the water will come through.
That's fine. As long as
that's where the
As long as you didn't put in a mix of coffee and grinds, water and grinds, even on Shabbos would be mutter. The Shulchan Aruch has a case, the following case. That's really the paradigm for all of this. That a guy filtered his wine. And so he had the sediment got stuck in the filter, and the wine went through. Now the nature of what happens is that this wine is left in the sediments. So what one has to do is pour some water in, and then the water as it comes out will take the wine out also, out of the sediments. So the Shulchan Aruch says that's mutter to do on Shabbos. Not considered an act of burr. In other words, what happened is, listen, I had water at the beginning and water at the end, so now it picked up something along the way. It's not material what it picked up.
Even though the purpose is to get the wine out of the
sediment. Yes, yeah. You look up, you shouldn't get tested. It's mutter.
So not the Keurig machines, but a regular coffee machine that is electric could use that by opening the top. They have the coffee grinds there, pouring hot water from an earth, from whatever, something that's hot and difficult.
That's the same thing as a one coffee making with one.
You can pour it over the grinds so that it drips down and makes you a cup of coffee.
Again?
Brewed cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And you have to. It's very hot water.
You're not taking out water
from the urn.
People do it with one cup. They put a cup with a cup on top of a cup or a glass with a coffee filter, put the grinds in there and pour the hot water over. And you have coffee or tea, whatever.
Okay.
So
it's right into the cup.
Yeah.
They have one of these glass things with a filter and a presser in it. I've seen it used. You put a certain amount of ground coffee, and you also put some water in it, and then it makes a cup of ground coffee. It's a company called Melita that makes that sort of machine.
What is this? You don't need a machine.
And you use hot water to make hot coffee.
Well, what does it do? The other one, and then what's the chiddush of this?
That's what I said.
It separates the grounds from the water, and it also makes a hot cup of coffee.
How does it separate the ground?
Mr. Coffee kind of.
The grind.
No.
The grind.
It's like a cylindrical piece of glass thing. It's not like a machine. You don't need electricity to use it.
That's what I described with the one coffee thing.
How do you get hot water?
The same thing.
You get it from the urn.
Get it from the urn.
It makes a brewed cup of coffee.
Yeah.
That's how you make a brewed cup of coffee.
Yeah. The thing is, though, you're cooking the grounds, I think.
What?
Yeah, so
on
the
Shabbos,
that's
how
it is.
It's bishul, but you can't do it.
Yeah, the Shabbos you wouldn't be able to do it.
Of course, it's bishul.
Yeah.
But the
Rebbe,
the
Yontif,
you could do, so you think? Yeah. Well, Lido is from the Spanish. It means ground in Spanish. Right. Molito in Spanish means ground.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Papa's Molito means like, you know,
you don't,
mashed potatoes.
You don't need a whole machine. You could buy it for about $1.50.
Made in America, it's supposed to be in China.
So.
It's like the Folgers makes these one cup. It's like a tea bag for coffee.
It's a tea.
Yeah,
coffee.
So that's why. So those, let's say a tea bag, for example, or those coffee bags, are mutter l'choladeus. On l'choladeus, the mutter on yontif. Shabbos is a big controversy about them. There are many that wanted to say that that's considered a kli that's designated for boir, because that's its function, and you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. And when I was in Kailo, a number of us inferred from one of Ramosha's tshuvas that Ramosha must have held in its mutter. So one of our chaverim had access to Ramosha, And so he went and he asked him, and he said, yeah, he holds it's mutter. I asked him why, and he told him a very lumdish reason. It took quite a while to sort out what he wanted with his lumdish reason. But, you know, the problem when you deal with a person of that stature, where we are with our understanding of what the problem is and his understanding of the problem are two different understandings. So he answered in light of how he understood the problem. So it took a long time until, you know, being ma'ayin into the halachas to catch on to where he was coming from. You know, yeah, it was, if you knew all the, if you considered all the things before that, all the steps, like at the punchline, that was exactly the answer. But the only problem is, like, we were here and he was there and all the steps in the middle were missing.
So it's a packet made of, the paper that's, the packet's made of is made of like filtered paper.
Yeah, yeah.
And the coffee is like inside.
Like a tea bag, some type of idea, yeah. Yeah.
Where would the borer be in the tea bag?
Because when you pull it out of the water, you're pulling the tea leaves out of the water too.
But the kli is pulling the tea leaves out of the water?
Yeah, the tea bag. The bag is the kli.
Oh, you're pulling with the
tea.
That's the kli.
What if the tea leaves floated in a mass and I used the spoon? We call that a kli.
That's something else. That's for an outside reason. Because Ramosha wrote that anything which you could really do as efficiently by hand, except it would be uncomfortable to do so, or dirty to do so, so that's not burr by using, you know.
So you're also, the bag lifting
the bag is made for that purpose. It's a kli that's miyuchad for that purpose.
For lifting tea leaves.
That's exactly what it's made for. That's exactly what it's made for. That's its sole function in this world.
But the coffee is different. The tea is made to, like, sit in a hot cup of water and...
No, you know, this coffee...
The coffee, you pour the water over and then...
No. What he's talking about, that there are coffee...
About the Folgers ones.
They're coffee bags. They're no different than tea bags, except they have coffee inside. Same thing. They're meant to be processed the same way.
So just to be clear, so if someone would take a tea bag and just somehow hold it and pour hot water over it, hot water is going through the tea, but never to let it sit in the water. You
then on Shabbos, that would certainly...
On Shabbos, you can't, but...
In terms of burr, it would not be awesome.
No, right, in terms of burr, it would not be burr.
Let's say you held a kli shlishi as mutter, and you poured water from a kli shlishi over, it would be mutter. The holidays. There's a lot of, in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a lot of controversy about it.
What about a stringless tea bag they make?
It just floats in the water.
Yeah.
Really.
You
end up
you don't remove
it.
You gotta eventually
you take it out.
With the spoon.
Maybe you do.
So then certainly if you don't, then the problem is, if you don't take it out, that's a whole different story. That may not be a problem. May not be a problem. In other words, if you just sip it out. But as I said, Ramesh held even on Shabbos that it's mutter. So now, what else did we have? The question that was asked before about slotted spoons. Slotted spoons are obviously mutter according to that. The slotted spoons are used for immediate serving. Now, a very interesting question, there's a very interesting story that goes with this, is the use of peelers on Yom Tov. Now, the use of peelers on Shabbos, the world generally assumes that it's awesome. Why? Because in the Egle Tal, who wrote extensively on these malachas, the Egle Tal says that you're not allowed to use a peeler on Yom Tov. So it happens, so that's what the world knows. You'll ask around, they tell you on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, you can't use a peeler on. Now on Yom Tov, it's clearly mutter because it's also used for immediate, even if it is a kli for burr, but it's not done on a wholesale basis. It's done on a very retail basis. You peel a carrot, a potato for immediate use. So that is mutter. Now, what the world doesn't know, and there's a very, is that Ramosha held that peel is a mutter on Shabbos. He held it halachically considered not much different than a knife. It's similar or a shulchan or a different idea. With a hakmes, it's another type of knife, that's all. But it's not really a kli for burr. And Amolai was masber, that which Ramosha wrote. Because the reality is, there are two separate things that are happening. In terms of what it really does is it cuts the peel off from the a vegetable, for example. But that's not the burr. Cutting it off is not yet burr. I have to remove it. If let's say I cut it off and I would leave it sitting peel the carrot and leave the peels would stay on the carrot, not a loose. So there's no burr. The burr is only and when I take the peels away from the carrot. So to take the peels off, I first have to cut them, to sever them, and then I have to remove it. And the removal of the peeler is not no more efficient than my hand would be in that second step.
It just does it
in one shot, but that's all. But it's really not any more efficient.
But the fact that
leave some at the end and cut the good carrot.
We'll come to this.
Some of the carrot comes off with it.
So what happened was, I think about in the past year, a woman called me. And I was very friendly with her father, Oliver Shalom. Her father was an awesome guy. And so she asked me if a peeler is muktzah on Shabbos or not. So I said, I want to ask you a question first. What did your father hold about peelers? Did he hold peelers a muktzah or not? Peelers are mutter to use on Shabbos or not? What did your father hold? So she said, my father held himself that you're allowed to use peelers on Shabbos. But then he heard that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said it's also. So he was machniah himself. He says, Rosh Shlomo Zalman is a gedolei hador. If he disagrees with me, so I'm a kabbalist psak. So I said, okay, so now I know the answer for you. I said, if your father had known that Rav Moshe Zatzal agreed with him, he wouldn't have backed down. He would have remained by his psak. So I said, Mamela, you follow your father's psukim. He's a tremendous, tremendous goyim. So for you, appeal is not muktzah on Shabbos. You know.
What about most of us?
I tell most people to follow. If someone wants to, I can't stop. I tell people, what's in print is the Egle Tal, and in almost every sefer you'll see in Hilchos Shabbos, that's what's written. So that's the derech that I suggest for people to take. Now, if you would use it in a way that you cut deeply into the flesh, not just minorly, but if you cut deeply into the flesh or the fruit or the vegetables, then the charedach would be mutter to do on Shabbos, according to the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim held, and this is also a very interesting, one of the big chidushim of the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim said that if you take some of the good along with the bad, it's not an act of burr. Act of burr is separating the good and the bad. But if at the end of the day the good and the bad are still mixed together, it's not an act of burr. So that's the way the Chofetz Chaim, and where did he take this from? He interpreted a Taz. The Taz wrote the following, that if you have a glass of wine and a fly falls into it, so you can take the fly out on Shabbos by, let's say, taking a spoon, and you take some of the wine with the fly and you throw it away. So the Chofetz Chaim interpreted that to mean that the heter of the Taz is because at the end of the day the fly and the wine are still mixed together, so there's no burr. The Chazon Ish objected to this interpretation. And he said, if you're intending to throw away the wine that's with the fly, you're throwing away. So you've rendered that psalus. It's also psalus. It's not a part that you want. So,
but there's no Mr. Burr to remove wine from wine, even if you don't want
it. But if it's psilus, so then there's no oichel there anyhow. You're just taking psilus from, you're taking all the psilus out of the oichel.
But you didn't want to throw out the wine.
You could argue back against it and say, listen, I don't really want to throw out the wine. On the weekday, I wouldn't throw out the wine at all, except on Shabbos, I have no choice. So I'm a mailer, but it's not really. Okay, that's a debatable point. So the Chazon Ish said, so what is pshat in the Taz? So he says, the Taz meant something else. The Taz's point is, he never considered the fly to be mixed with the entire cup of wine. It's only mixed with the wine that's right around its body and lapping over its wings. You know, that's the only one that's mixed together with this flood. The rest of the cup of wine has nothing to do with what's with this flood. So he says, what the Taz means, if I take some of the wine with the fly, that's all that was mixed together with this fly. So he took it all out. He took away the whole Tarubis. That's why it's mutter. Because whatever was mixed with the fly, you took out with the fly. Didn't unmix it.
But wine is
now,
liquid.
What?
Wine is a liquid. It moves around.
So that's the question. The question is how you look at the Tarubis. Now, so... The Chofetz Chaim was mechadish that if you cut off some of the good with the bad, there's no Isur HaBor. So, if you cut like very deeply into the carrot with the part that you don't normally take off with the peel, so that part is considered oichel. The part that normally you take off with the peel, that's part of the psoilus. You don't normally use that. But the part that's further, and so if you cut down deeply, it would be mutter.
It's just like using a knife.
It would be no different than a knife.
You would have to cut into the cucumber.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to do to cut deeply.
Yeah.
The tendency is to make more than one
slice. Yeah,
It's going to be very hard. So it could be really problematic.
Using a knife, though, to cut, one would have to have kamana to cut deeply. Even if he cuts just the out thin layer of the outside.
Because for the reason that I told you. Because in the knife only severs the peel. And the burr shavah, which is the removal of the peel, the knife does not facilitate the process. Doesn't make it any easier to do. Makes it easier, it separated it, but the separation is not the burr. The burr is its removal, not the separation. Our kapana, Rabbi Isai, what we come to is that bur anyantiv, to most of the practical cases that we have to deal with, or we're likely to do in home use, most of them are mutter anyantiv. Right? We can use, you know, if I have tea leaves mixed together with tea, I can dump them through a filter or a small sieve, small strainer anyantiv.
Same thing with wine and the sediments of the wine.
The
Rav said the difference between separation and removal. In Borer, in the opinion of Borer, there's a difference between separation and removal. Would that make separation without removal mutter on Shabbos, Borer? In other words, if I have a big plate of nuts and there are some of the shells, I could just separate them without removing them off out of the cup.
I'm not talking what's out of the plate. Once they're removed from around the nut, that's the burr. That's what I mean by removal. Removal from the place that I don't want them to be. It's around the meat of the nut. That's the removal. What you do with it afterwards is not relevant to the discussion.
Is the roast being the burr? Or is it removing the peel or shell?
What? You know, the wine case from sediments, Ronnie, the wine case you could consider if it should be mutter or not.
I'm thinking more of the cork.
That you do for immediate use. Because the removal of sediments could be you do for on a much larger basis, for a longer term period.
You don't do it cup
by cup.
The end of the bottle. Sorry.
If you have just a little bit left, I would agree.
So banana peels or nut, shells around a nut, that's burr, taking a banana peel off?
For its immediate use, that's burr,
When the Rebbe was talking about a peel, the Rebbe was being mechalek between detaching the peel and removing the peel, right?
Yes.
So if I had a piece of meat with fat, and I cut along the meat fat line, and then I stopped, I didn't do any movements, that's not burr.
The chayr, it's not burr. Pashtus, it's still burr.
I don't get it. You take a cucumber and you peel it and then cut off where all the peels are, you cut off part of the cucumber. Is that borer? You're cutting out off some of the good part of the cucumber that you would want, but you're not.
Yeah.
That's the same as taking the fly out of the wine.
Yeah. Hope it's fine.
I think if you can't get to the good without removing the bad, it's not.
That's only, it's derech achila, but it's only mutter for immediate use.
Eat it right away.
like peeling an orange.
Like a, yeah, it's mutter only for immediate use because that's derech achila. Derech achila is limited to miyad.
So does the type of utensil matter? Like you could have industrial size strainers.
No, that I think it's quite clear that those industrial type things which are normally used.
If you want to use it for me.
Yeah, that's the case of like napu kvar. That's what you're not allowed to use. That's the Shulchan Aruch case of napu kvar. They're made for for serious processing. So even though I intend to just do the little bit that I need today, it's still awesome. So today we talked about by and large some of the things that are mutter to do on Yom Tov. You know, it was where Rav Sarnas at Tzal the Chevron or Shuvas, and he said that he once started to write a Shulchan Aruch there was some Jewish hospital in Switzerland, of all the things that are mutter to do on Shabbos. He says, not only Shabbos, you have to think not only the things you're not allowed to do, you have to know all the things you are allowed to do on Shabbos too.
Never completed it.
Doesn't look like he completed it, no.
I remember when I was in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael that they used to say that they had special programs where they taught the nurses what to do, what they were permitted to do for the patients on Shabbos when we were in the Baal Shabbos.
Yeah, yeah. It's not easy to own a hospital, I'll be doing. They actually run Shari Tzedek, I'll be doing. Without Chilul Shabbos.
Well, they're as close as it comes to if they don't. They're probably as close as one can come to it.
Yeah, yeah. They have, it's interesting, in Shari Tzedek, they have in every unit of the hospital, there's one non-Jew on Shabbos that works there throughout the war and every shift. So for the things that are not mutter to do for a Yid, but a Goy is allowed to do for a Chayim. So they can make sure they can take care of everything they need to do.
So could the Rebbe explain the sort of the understanding of Igli Kav? Because if you're peeling a cucumber on Shabbos with a peeler, so it's really not any different than a knife as far as attaching it. Now, am I removing it? It's for derech achila. So why?
Let's say it's not for immediate. So he holds the derech achila is not mutter though with kelim. Mutter biyat. So if you hold, the shayla is how you look at the peeler. If you look at it as something which facilitates burr, then it's awesome, even if it's for immediate use.
So a nutcracker is...
A nutcracker, no. Because a nutcracker
doesn't... do it for the larger scale.
Yeah, because a nutcracker doesn't do burr. The nutcracker just cracks it. After that, you have to do the burr biyat.
You do that?
For immediate use, yeah.
Even Igli Tal would say that that's
okay. Yeah, everyone agrees.
What is the rationale of the Igli Tal? How does he view a peeler as a boring utensil?
Well, I guess because of this. Achareket lois hakol, it removes the peel. The peel is gone now. So that's for burger. That's probably the way he looks at it.
But you could use a knife to peel a cucumber, isn't
it? I know, so a lot of things that I'm allowed to do. And I still can't use the alternative. Just because I have ways that are mutter doesn't allow me to do the alternatives.
Well, why can't you use it? Take a piece of the cucumber and eat it immediately.
That doesn't help if the process itself is prohibited. That's the issue. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Okay. The world is knowing, like, I did not want to, establish pressure.
But if one does.